Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go. And the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
All right, final hour. Felger and Maz continue to pick our way through the detritus from last night. Back to your calls. Michael and Methuen. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, hi, guys. I want to ask you, we know how, just looking at coaching, how Belichick is the type of coach that doesn't look too far into the past or in the future. I know Cassidy put up some posters and some video footage of the when the Bruins won back in 2011, earlier in the series. I believe it was Game 3.
Yep.
Do you think it was a good idea? Do you think maybe he should have done it for put up the footage of 2013 instead?
So, that's interesting. Don't F it up like you did the last time. Belichick would never do that because he constantly has to fight overconfidence because they win every year. So he doesn't want his team to think that it's just automatic, and he doesn't want past, like he doesn't allow any of the game presentation to include Lombardi trophies and championship stuff and things like that. Because every year's a new year and nothing last year, because he has to constantly guard against overconfidence. I don't think the Bruins are in that spot. So I have no problem with him putting up old pictures of past Stanley Cup championships. None. Zero.
I mean, I never would have thought to even bring that up if the caller hadn't brought it up. Like, to me, honestly, non-issue.
Non-factor.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were tactical reasons why they lost, and I think there were also, like, you know, other reasons they lost. But I don't think it's because they put up pictures of the 2011 Cup team.
Why'd they lose?
I think the Blues are bigger and stronger and pushed them around. And that was a big problem for the Bruins skill players in this series. So, again, if we want to, you know, you talk about the first line, and I say, did they choke? Yeah, I think to a degree they did.
The zeros are chokes.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way around that. I mean, zeros are like that. You go 7 games and you get zeros?
That's basically one goal for that group 5-on-5. That's a gag.
I mean, you know, how do you explain that one other than then you just psyched yourself out? Like, you didn't play anywhere near your capability. But the tangible reason for it, the tactical reason for it, they can't handle the size and strength of the Blues. They can't. Tampa Bay did it to them last year. So, and you made that point earlier, which I didn't even draw that line, but I just think that that's a problem. So now going forward, how's everybody going to play him? The Blues knew. I mean, Pasternak, you just slap him around a little bit and he'll fall all over the place.
Well, you have to have the decor, which
sure
Tampa does. The Blues certainly do. Toronto does not.
Correct.
Carolina did not. Columbus did. They had one group, that Werenski, Seth Jones pairing. And the first line struggled against that group.
Correct.
So if you've got a team with good, strong D, physical D, you can rub out that first line.
Yeah, no, it was the Blues' ability to wear opponents down. And not just them. If you look at all these series that went long with Winnipeg and Dallas and then San Jose and then Boston, they were great, like, games 5 on. They wore their opponents down. They out-physicaled them. That's what it was. And Binnington was great in bounce-back games. Just when you thought he was done. Again, they knocked him out of game 3. He came back, he was good in 4, he was great in 5, and he was great last night.
Yeah, their goalie got better as the series went along. I mean, game 6, he sucked. But games 5 and 7, he was really good.
John in Chelmsford. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about the players crying and tearing, right? Can you imagine how much tears were coming from the ninth floor with David Backes sitting up there, fiending to play? I'm a big fan of Coach Cassidy, but I just can't believe he did that to him. And this is a player that I think if he inserted him into the lineup would have made a difference, because he did it before. And I think he would have been a factor in that game yesterday. I was very disappointed in Cassidy's decision.
Okay, John. I just don't think Backus warranted. I mean, you could have. I wouldn't have lost my mind if they'd put him back in. But what did Backus do to say that he has to be in the lineup every night in the series?
Nothing.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I told you before game six, I wanted Backus in there with that first group because I feel like they needed size in there. So could they have used it last night? I guess. But honestly, he's got nothing left. You know, he's got nothing.
Backus in this series. Backus in the series. 0-0-0. Five shots on net, averaging 9 minutes of ice time a night. I mean, what do you think you're going to get there?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Again, he was giving them nothing. And I like the guy's makeup and all of that, too. There's just not a lot left there.
Mike in the truck, did they choke?
Ugh. Before I get to my original comment, who are these people calling in today saying they wanted Halak and net?
It was just one. Like, it was just one.
There was a few people today, because I've been listening. And Rask was excellent throughout the playoffs, so he's not the reason they lost. They all sucked last night. But my original comment, I went to bed after the game last night. I literally had nightmares about that game. Like, the veterans not show that they were veterans. The stage was too big for the younger guys. To go to St. Louis, play the way they did in Game 6, to force a Game 7, then come back home and put out that embarrassment on the ice last night. It was more than a disappointment. It was an embarrassment.
Okay. So, I mean, you do understand. It's not like they didn't show up.
They were good in the first period after the first few minutes.
They showed up. They were good in the first period. You're right. It was like the first 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah. It was all in your end. And I'm like, and then the Bruins steadied themselves. Maybe right around that power play, or, you know, it started to turn maybe a little bit before the power play. And then the power play, and they had, I think they were out shooting them 9-1 at one point.
Yeah.
It was something like that. And they had 3, 4, 5 real chances to score, and they didn't. And then, a deflection goes in on the other end, and then you could say, how did they respond to it? The answer, very poorly. But don't say they didn't show up.
No, they were there in the first period. Again, to me, it was a lot like Game 5.
If you want to say they choked because they held their sticks too tight, I mean, again, Pasta flailing around out there, stumbling around out there. How many swings and misses did he have? Pucks jumping over sticks. You can blame the bad ice, but whatever. I mean, how many different chances did they have to score, and they just couldn't? So were they squeezing it too tight? Were they a little too amped? Was that the choke? Maybe.
Yeah, and I think you also saw a little more last night as the game went along, too. The overpassing started to come in again a little bit. You know, they just get the puck to the net. Just get it to the net and then go from there. Now, I don't know if it would have made a difference, because I'm not sure they were going to get to the rebounds anyway. But there was a little bit of the getting a little too cute thing, too.
Tim in Holbrook, go ahead, please.
Yes, Mike.
Yes, Tim.
First time, long time.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I was pretty disgusted by the game. It seemed to me that you had teams that probably hate the Bruins, no doubt. And you eliminate your top three teams in the Eastern Conference, the Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, Washington. And you play a team caliber to almost Columbus Blue Jackets. And to me, it was disgusting in effort by the whole team of the lack of time showing up.
Okay, disgusting. It's another word for it. But the road is something you got to factor in, too. It's never going to be like that again. I don't know if you'll ever be able to go back to a cup final without having to face Crosby or Stamkos or Holpe or, you know,
Ovechkin,
the Canadians, never mind them not even making the playoffs. I don't know if you're ever going to have it laid out for you like they had it laid out for them this year.
Oh, no, this thing was served up.
And at some point, Toronto's going to figure it out, aren't they? Because that's a really good young team, too. They might have been the second best team you played all playoffs.
I mean, I think they're like one defenseman away.
I mean, Toronto might have beaten
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Toronto might have won that final because they have the speed to really expose that St. Louis team.
No question.
You're quick, but you're not quite, you know, Toronto's like really fast.
Yeah, they're like fastest team in the league fast.
That would have been
one
really,
of them.
So those are extremes. And, you know, people said the Blues and the Bruins were extremes in style. Not quite, because the Maple Leafs are a real extreme in style to the Blues. And then you really would have said, what wins, grit or speed? I don't know. Toronto might have had the speed to expose them.
They got Columbus and Carolina in the middle two rounds.
Oh.
And again, Columbus, I don't want to shortchange Columbus because I thought
tough competitive team.
Yeah, that team was pretty good. I mean, they were pretty good.
But Carolina was worthless.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you had to get to the final? And then you get the Blues instead of like some, you know, high seed.
And you're home for game seven. Not that home ice matters, but it just adds to the pain of the loss. It's just you're home for game seven with the chance, which comes around like once a lifetime, to skate on your home ice with the Stanley Cup. And you do that.
See, to me, again, that, the part that makes it hardest to deal with is not the fact that it was the Blues. Because I think the Blues are good. I mean, they played really well. They are a relentless checking team. And I don't, and again, I'm not talking about hitting people through the glass. I'm talking about fighting for pucks. They are relentless. But you really didn't have to face a hard road along the way. It was a great chance.
Mike and Braintree, what do you got for me, Mike?
Yeah, hey, guys. Listen, Tony, I couldn't agree with you more, buddy. We were totally bullied. We got bullied, and they beat us, you know? And hats off to St. Louis. Congratulations. But you know what? Throughout, home ice hasn't really mattered. But game seven, home ice could have mattered. And when it matters the most is in the beginning. We got that power play. We needed to score. And never mind that, Brady screwed us by not showing up to wave the flag. I was at the Super Bowl, dude. That was a home game. We showed up there. We made St. Louis suck in Atlanta. I'm telling you right now. And Brady should have showed up at the damn game and waved the flag with a freaking Ortiz jersey on. You want to talk about bullying? We would have bullied the hell out of St. Louis with that move.
Okay, Mike, let's blame Brady. I like it.
Of course you do.
Add him to the list. He's third on my list. I'll put him before Rask. It is a little annoying. Oh, you're too good for us. I mean, really, that's what it boils down to. The Bruins have been on him for a while. Just come up, can come from one game.
No. Brady sent Edelman to do his dirty work like he always does.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, oh, you guys spend family time.
JE11. He was there.
Helicopter in. The thing takes a minute, and then helicopter out. You can't come for one night and wave the freaking flag.
Use jewels for that.
Good God.
Probably has to be paid.
So that was a fun grab-ass topic to talk about before the game yesterday. Tim Thomas, Tom Brady, David Ortiz on video. No, nothing. None of it. I don't mean nothing. I mean the fist bump kid. Is it Liam Fitzgerald?
Yeah,
I want to get the name right. Yeah. I mean, that was cool. You know, I think that was a good sort of.
And he's part of this team's history at this point. Yeah, and sure. He's a super fan. Like, that's great for him.
Like, I have no problem with that. Yeah. I don't mean to diminish that. I'm just saying the. All the pregame drama,
the hype.
Intrigue of, you know, are they slipping one pass? Is it Brady? Is it Ortiz? Is it that turned out to be
jewels.
Really nothing.
Well, it was a lot of like one sourcing and no sourcing is all.
I love those one source reports. That's my bread and butter. Back with more right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Bruins get it up top, but Marchand has to stay, and he's got to play D. Schwartz gets around him. Far circle, walking in, it's backhanded, they score! Alex Petrangelo walked in. Part of that was Marchand trying to get off the ice and getting the right personnel on.
Marchand was going to go off. Gets a little bump there on Schwartz, but Pietrangelo alertly following this play up. And after Schwartz does a little self-chip, he's going to get to the puck first, and he's going to beat Rask. And Marchand had a chance to stay there and stay with Pietrangelo. He decided to go off.
Why in the world would anybody want to change going in their end? Now, here he comes out. Watch, watch, watch. Going in, they stop, and they make a change. What the world is that?
And Schwartz.
You never, ever, ever. And they're shorthanded in there. Absolutely ridiculous. You never make a change when a team is going in. You're in.
He's in no man's land. He's standing still.
There he is.
Way too late. You gotta start heading back towards your net. You know you're standing still at the blue line. You're done. You're done. You have to just start retreat. Get back. Go back to the slot.
7 seconds left in the period or something?
That goal may have cost them the Stanley Cup.
You heard from Don Cherry and Tony Amonte there on that horrible line change by Marchand at the end of the first period. Did it cost them the Stanley Cup?
Maybe. I mean, again, they were down 1-0 at the time, but that second goal was
the
killer.
That was the backbreaker.
First one, you know, first goal is huge in this series. So 1-0 might have been the game. It might have been. But 2-0 with 7 seconds left. You're almost in the tunnel at 1-0, having outshot them, whatever, 12-4. And controlled the first period, you could just say to yourself, okay, we're right there. We're going to have to score anyway to win the game. So we scored to tie it. The 2-0 thing changes a lot.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, again, once it gets to that, you're like, oh, God, here you go. Now you need 3 to win. Like, you know, you don't just look at it as tying the game. You need 3.
So what's Marchand doing there? What's he doing? And is it just another long shift and he's gassed and making bad decisions because he's mentally and physically gassed because he was on the ice for too long? It's possible. My 1 second guess with Cassidy, too much ice time for Pastrnak and Marchand. Too much. At the expense of guys like Johansson and Coyle. And he just rode that first line too long when it was too clear that it wasn't happening. Was not happening. Who do you blame the most for the series loss, Maz?
Oh, that first line. I mean, I go back there. Their inability to generate any sort of offense. I go there, and if you ask me to whittle it down further, Marchand. Marchand, to me, is the one. Again, like, look, we shouldn't ignore Bergeron either. So we pick on Marchand because Marchand does stupid things. Bergeron didn't produce either. But Marchand also, while failing to produce, hurt them.
Yeah.
He hurt them. Again, there were two instances. Last night, he peels off of Pietrangelo with 10 seconds to go in the period. What the hell are you doing? Like, someone's going to come on and play 5 seconds?
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Like, what's the logic there?
Hey, don't forget, too, they won the game, but he almost screwed up really bad in Game 6 with that penalty against, was it Tarasenko?
Yeah,
the slew foot, yeah.
I mean, it's always something with him. And again, I go back to early in the series when he commits to Tarasenko early. Chara goes the other way. Tarasenko beats him down the ice, and Marchand gives up on the play. Like, how many times are you going to make the same mistakes? Like, it's just, I get frustrated with Marchand for that. I've said a million times, I never thought the guy would be as good as he became. Never, ever, ever. But some of those mistakes make you just want to pound your head against the wall. Over and over and over, he makes these mistakes where he just, how do you go off the ice with 10 seconds left in the period and let a guy just walk right in?
That's insane, on a rush into your own end.
I mean, 10 seconds to go in the period. 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's the top line, no matter what. I mean, they are the most complicit in this team losing this series and losing to the Blues and not winning the Stanley Cup. But Marchand, too. And someone sent me the stat. Marchand had the most giveaways in the postseason with 26.
Oh, I believe that.
Of
all NHL players. He had 26 giveaways. It was the most out of any other.
So now the Bruins played a lot of games, right? Like, in other words, guys, yeah, so that, you know, if you did giveaway per game, it might be different. But how many times does he try to force passes through the slot that get deflected or picked up? He does it constantly. I believe it. He's careless. He makes bad decisions. It's a part about him that's infuriating.
So back to your thoughts on Game 7 and the series. We've got Jeff in the car. He joins us next. Go ahead, Jeff. What do you got?
Hi, yeah. I just want to talk about, you guys made a good point the other day about kind of the direction of the NHL and where it's going, kind of more like a physicality, more physical team like the Blues, and how they beat us up last night. I mean, or is it more of like a skilled kind of team?
So I don't know, Jeff. I mean, let's see how it goes. Your phone's mediocre. All the good teams got wiped out. by, you know, and if I just piece it together, I want to say by more physical defensive-minded teams. Columbus swept Tampa, definitely more physical defensive-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Islanders that took out the Penguins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Capitals took out the
But hold on. So clearly I think the Islanders, was it the Islanders and the yeah, so the Islanders are with Barry Trotz absolutely more defensive minded. Who took out Washington? Carolina.
That one doesn't qualify.
Out west, who beat Winnipeg?
The Blues.
The Blues.
Okay. And then they beat Dallas, and then they beat San Jose. So clearly their defense and physicality.
Colorado took out Calgary, but Colorado's fast. That one's...
So, but this year, that style definitely carried the day.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about it. The speed skill teams didn't make it. Didn't make it.
Yeah, and in the case of Carolina-Washington, because that's the real outlier. I mean, Carolina's not physical. They're not.
I'm not even sure what Carolina is.
But the Capitals, I think they just said... We don't want to win it again.
Hangover. Stanley Cup hangover.
Like, it's too much work.
So
we won it last year. We don't want to do it again.
So does that mean that's the direction of the league and you want to beef up and be more defensive?
No. But because I still believe that you have to be able to do both. And I just think that the Bruins ran into a team that was a bad matchup for them with the size of their decor and exposed the fact that they don't have some size up front. Mike, okay, so they added Coyle. Prior to Coyle, who's the biggest toughest forward they have?
Oh, Backes.
Okay, and then after him, DeBrusk?
Right. Who's hardly a big tough guy.
Corrali?
Yeah.
Where do you go from?
Achari, fourth line grinder.
Right, so they don't have him.
Right.
Like, they just don't have them. So this is that's a hole. Their first two lines, their skill guys, there's no size and strength there. Maybe they overcommitted there.
I think that's a fair thing to look at roster-wise going forward. Troy in the car. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to talk about how hard do you think it is for Tuukka to go, you know, like 17 minutes with one shot on net? Because we were pretty dominant there, and he really didn't have to do much. And then, you know, he leaves the five hole open.
Yeah, I think that's hard on a goalie. I do. I think that works against him.
I thought about this last night. Granted, I'm big Jim Murray, and I become a nervous Nelly, but there were stretches there in that first period. I'm like, he's not seeing enough action. Like, get shots on him. He's going to go cold.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely is a challenge. And that's why Rask wasn't as good this series, because there are long gaps between scoring chances for the Blues, and you're just sort of sitting there. And the next thing you know, oh, there's a real big chance, and not even an assault, but it's just a one-off sort of real chance, and you haven't had any action in 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden you got to make this big save, and you're not hot,
and you got to make it on a deflection.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that works against Rask or anyone playing the Blues. Kylie in the car, go ahead, Kylie.
Hi, guys. So I know I sound like I'm 10 years old, but I promise I'm not. I'm curious if you guys think, I'm not pinning the loss on this because they blew it, but I'm curious if you guys think that huge non-call in game five is going to cast any kind of a shadow on this win for the Blues. I kind of think it should. I think if the shoe were on the other foot, I wouldn't feel as good about it.
I don't, Kylie. I think the Blues were the better team over the 2.5 weeks. I don't think they're the better team on paper. I think you still have more talent and should have won this series, but they outplayed you for 2.5 weeks. So I don't go back to any one call, especially in a game that you were losing and had no flow or command over. And, I don't know, weren't scoring in that game either. You're getting shut out and you were losing. So I'm not going back to any one call. Certainly in a game you were losing and getting shut out, and say that cost you the series. Or that the officiating was a factor at all. The team that deserved to win won the series.
Yeah, you know how much I'm looking back on game five? Right here. Zero.
Okay, then you talk
Jake
to...
Jake Jackson.
You talk to the next guy. I'm not doing it today. Mike and Wilburn, address your comments, please, to Tony.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. Get to the point.
Okay, the point is, you guys missed the whole point the series turned on. Did game two go into overtime?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Game two went to overtime. What happened in game two in the first period with Matt Grizzlick?
He gets smashed into the boards and got a concussion.
Right. And what was assessed to the Blues?
No penalty, but they got a suspension. Oh, yeah, minor penalty. Minor. That's right. Yeah, minor penalty. Yeah.
Minor penalty, no 5-minute major, no manpower loss. You're missing the big picture here is, do you want to ask if what the Blues do is sustainable? No, because what happened in Vegas in the first round predicated their whole tactics, this whole playoffs. No one called any more majors. And what they did, it was actually, you know what, I give Ott and I give Berube a lot of credit. when Vancouver tried to thug their way to the title with their cast of hooligans on their roster, no one bought it because everybody knew that all these guys had a track record. Look at the guys that got suspended for St. Louis down the stretch. They might have had 15, 20 penalty minutes during the season, but come the last two rounds of the playoffs, there was four legitimate headshots on Braun in San Jose, on Hurdle in San Jose, on Johansson here, and that took out Grizzlick. They absolutely gamed the player safety system and the reticence of the officials to call majors and up the level of physicality. And it wasn't just me, Mike. It's other people saying it online. This was like this was officiated, and they were allowed to play like it was a pre-lockout like playoff series.
Okay.
They were,
well, look, if other people online are saying it, then I got it.
Well, so what was the excuse last night?
I mean, last night was a straight-up game, and you got smothered. You're home for game seven. It all wipes away. Show up last night. Win the game. There weren't headshots last night. There weren't penalties last night. Just win. Just be the better team, and you weren't.
So going back to a hit in game two?
He's going back.
And the Bruins are up 2-1 after three games.
He's also going back to hits in previous series.
I mean, like, well, what the hell are we doing here?
I said, I'm sorry. This is your...
And what did Charlie McAvoy do in the Columbus series? He didn't take out Anderson?
He did.
With a shoulder to the head?
Sure did.
Look, here's the reality. Okay, like, again, I know your history with Mike and Wubin goes back a long time, and we've had the pleasure of meeting him. He's a nice guy. Okay, I'll tell you all of that. This thing with the officiating has got to stop.
It was a conspiracy against the Bruins.
No, really. Every time he calls, it's about the officiating. Every single effing time. And this is one that drives me bananas, because I hate bitching about the officiating. I hate it more than anything, either way. On either side. I don't want to hear the team you beat bitch about the officiating either. Just play the effing game. Play it. And if the officiating goes against you, and it does sometimes, you have to fight through it and play. So the fact of the matter is the Bruins were up 2-1 after three games. They sent it back to Boston for a game six by playing their asses off in St. Louis. Then they get back to Boston for game seven, in which there was one penalty called in the game, and the game was pretty clean. I thought the game was well officiated last night. And they got their asses kicked. They got their asses kicked. So stop complaining for them and making excuses for them and doing everything else.
That was so much more pleasant for me, I can't even tell you. From now on, you get all the Mike and Wubin calls.
They lost that thing fair and square because the Blues beat their ass. And that's why they lost.
See how aggravating it is? Yeah. Right? You get the next one, right? We'll play Mike and Wubin roulette. We'll pass them along to each of us as it goes forward. Here's the update from...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Well, there really shouldn't be. I mean, we're a team. We scored a goal with 2 minutes left. I mean, he could have stood on his head and given up one. So, you know, they outplayed us at certain moments of the game at all positions, and that's why they won. You know, their second goal is a great play by their defenseman joining the rush. I mean, they finished some plays when they had to. We didn't. Obviously, Bennington made some big saves for him in the first period. But what can I say? He was terrific.
That was Bruce Cassidy on the question of Tuukka Rask. Certainly, I don't think you're even in the finals without Tuukka Rask. That's for sure. He gets you to the finals. Once you were there, assess it. Well, if you listen to the final word, Murray's feelings are clear on that one. You want to just, outside of the email of the day, you want to give me your thoughts on him once we got to the finals?
It just comes down to this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like not surprised at all, how not surprised were you by that last night?
10.
Yeah, that's where I was too.
Which is a clever way to say it, meaning I thought he was going to be better. I thought they might win. But am I stunned they lost and he was part of the loss? No, not.
How can anyone be that unless you're part of the boo-hoo Tuukka crew and you're just going to be an ardent defender about this guy, of this guy forever because you're so dug in on it? Yes, they weren't there without him. But in his biggest moments, in the biggest spots, he's typically let them down. And I think he did last night. He was part of it. He wasn't the biggest reason. It's the top line. They get no scoring out of any of those guys. Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak, throw Krejci in. And Marchand was absolute garbage. And he cost them. That second goal shouldn't have happened. But Rask should have stopped one of those first two. I'm sorry. I will refuse to think otherwise. I thought those were both kind of soft.
So my only question would be like that, you know, that how surprised were you element? How much of that exists with every goalie?
Yeah.
You follow me?
Uh-huh.
In other words, like, you know, if... How many goalies in the league would you look at and say, oh, he's 100% in game 7?
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I just don't know that there are many. So, look, last night, though, I have to admit, I did the same thing. I looked at it and said, oh, here we go. Tonight's the night.
2 goals on 4 shots in the first period.
Brutal.
4 goals on 20 shots on the night.
Brutal. Again, not good enough.
And at the end of the day, he and Binnington had the same numbers in the finals. They both had a 9-12 save percentage.
Binnington outplayed him in games 5 and 7.
So, right, if you want to say the goalies won some of these games, because I think for a lot of it, the goalies were sort of non-factors, but the goalies were real factors in games 5, 6, and 7. Binnington in 5, Binnington in 7, Rask in 6. Their guy got them 2, your guy got you 1.
Yeah. Series was 2-2, and their guy played better down the stretch than yours did. Now, in game 6, Binnington sucked.
Correct.
But again, it's not cumulative, right? It's not total goals like the NCAAs.
First one to win 2.
That's right. So, you know, Binnington showed a good bounce back factor there. And the fact remains that in games 5 and 7, he was a significant reason the Blues won.
And just real quick. Sorry. So the argument against this would be, well, Murray, how was he in these closeout games and other series? And he was nails. He was absolute nails. But again, there was a track record, at least with the prior goalie in Tim Thomas. Well, he was still able to do it in the closeout games in the Stanley Cup final against Vancouver. And it looked like Rask was maybe heading that way with the way he played in game 6. You just had to do it one more time.
One more.
In game 7.
One more.
And you didn't.
One more.
The other guy did.
That's it. Final exam. That's it. All comes down to that one night.
And it was like you said, Maz. It was just on that first one. It's like, oh, God, here we go. It's happening. Oh, it's you mother.
I mean, I know it was a deflection, but again, earlier in that series, he made the save. He makes that save earlier in the series. Either his stick's in front of him and, you know, he gets it with the blade of his stick because he's closed up the 5-hole there, or the pads are together already and there's no hole to shoot through. That's all I know. So now look, could it just be bad timing? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I told you I didn't love the Petrangelo one either. It went under his arm.
One-on-one with the defenseman on the backhand. Could you got one there?
I mean, so, you know, I just... For both of them to get through was like, good God, you got to get at least one of those. At least one. You can't get them both. Now, Marchand screwed him on the Petrangelo goal. So he just let him walk right in.
Okay, but this we can all say. And if, well, I mean, let me just ask. He was more than good enough to win a championship this
year. No question.
Mm-hmm. If his team was better, if the guys up front score a little bit, they pot a couple of those chances in the first period, even just one of them. If you get the first goal, if the players around him were better, he played well enough to win a cup.
Yes, he was the best goalie in the postseason, fact.
No question about it.
Yeah, no guy played as many games as he did and had a better save percentage. He was the best goalie in the NHL this postseason.
So, like, I mean, I never said this in the first place, even though I get credited with it. But if you say he can't win a championship, he's not good enough to win a cup, I think he disabused that thing.
Sure.
You know, he's definitely played well enough to win a cup.
I mean, he's better than this guy.
Yes. And I think he has the ability.
And I mean Binnington.
To win a cup. He has the ability to win a cup.
But if they were to do it again next year, and it got to a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final, I would expect the same exact result. That I will not budge on.
You would? You would expect it, or you wouldn't be surprised if he came up short again?
I wouldn't have been surprised. After last night, I'm waiting for it now. I'm expecting it.
Now you think it's coming.
Yeah. Good enough, but he'll never actually win it. I'm now convinced. I mean, that was it. You had your chance last night to defeat that narrative forever, and you didn't. That's it.
Okay, so, I mean, this I do know, and we always go back in the past and just look at the scoreboard. He hasn't quite done it. He's good enough to do it. And if he got a little bit more from the players around him, he would have done it. But you can say that about a lot of goalies, for crying out loud. You can say that about a lot of guys. Marc-Andre Fleury would have won last year if he got more. So that's an obvious statement you can say about all of it.
You need the hardware to shut people up like me. That's it. That's it. So I've essentially shut up about David Price. He proved me and other doubters wrong. So now it starts again. Now I don't like Tuukka Rask again.
So that's unfortunate for him. Is going to be part of the narrative. 4 goals on 20 shots in Game 7 at home in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's going to be...
Again, 2-on-4.
Two.
Biggest moment, Game 7 Stanley Cup Final at home. Can't happen. Can't happen.
But even
can't
I'll say, happen. It's a little unfair. He played well enough to win a cup this year. And, you know, we thought he still might even win the Conn Smythe in defeat. And he didn't quite, you know. We thought... He could, even if they lose it, he's going to be the Conn Smythe.
I mean, if they had lost that game 1-0 and he stood on his head, maybe.
Yeah. But yes. That's why I, once it was 2-0 though, and even though I was like listening and then.
Four goals on 20 shots.
Oh, I was rooting for more goals. I wanted to ensure he was not. I have no problem saying that. I wanted to ensure he didn't get the Conn Smythe. If you're going to lose and you're going to lose at home in game 7 and deny everyone this enjoyment, oh, F off. I hope you win nothing. No ancillary prizes, no Conn Smythe. Go screw. We'll see you next season. I hated that they got the one goal. I wish they got shut out.
So, Jim, Marcus Johansson was their best forward this postseason. He's an unrestricted free agent. For him to stay, someone has to go. Krejci has to go.
Bye.
Or would you trade Rask?
Oh, sure, I'd trade him too. Yeah, bye. I want to see this team do two things. It's the only two things I care about this offseason. You make sure you sign long-term for Carlo and McAvoy. That's it. Anything else, whatever. Sign off pieces, get rid of pieces, trade pieces, whatever.
Would you trade? You're down on Rask at this particular point. So
sure am.
I want to mind this a little bit. Would you trade him?
Sure would. Yeah. Bye. Go. What can you bring in? Can you get some prospects? Sure. Anything. Another big D-man? Yeah, trade him. Bye.
I mean, if you're the Bruins and you've ever given it serious thought, now's the time to do it. And I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying that if you're the Bruins and that's on your radar.
The Blues just won it with a rookie goalie. I'm sorry to cut you off. Maybe this giant 7'8" freak, Darth Vladar, wherever the hell he's down in Providence, maybe he's Bennington part two. Crazier things have happened. If you can trade him, you can get good assets back. Bye. See ya.
I doubt that they'll do it, but now would be the time. His stock is back up. I mean, he was awesome in the playoffs.
I would hate the optics, though. It'd be like they'd scapegoat him. When the fact is, the reason you were there in the first place was him, and he played well enough to win a cup, and this wasn't about him.
Yeah, but you got to sell high, and I'm into a shaming, so, yeah.
Real quick, Jim in Providence. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, you know, as much as people don't want to hear it in this town, Tuukka's legacy is blowing a 3-game lead and a 3-0 lead in Game 7 against Philly. 2 goals in 17 seconds against Chicago. And 2 goals on 4 shots in Game 7 in 19. This guy's legacy. And as much as people want to say it was a rebound or, a bouncing puck or a deflection or a bad change, Binnington faced that in the first 10 minutes of that game last night, and he stopped everything.
Okay, so that's going to be Rask's legacy for some people. For other people's, it's going to be Vezina winner, took you to 2 Cup Finals, I'm guessing, but it's something like this. The 3rd best goals against and 3rd best save percentage over 10 years in the NHL. One of the best goalies in the league, the best goalie in Bruins history. That's another way to put his legacy. I'm just trying to be fair. Won a Vezina, took you to 2 finals. Arguably the best goalie in Bruins history. Name another guy who was this good for this long.
Oh, I don't know that there is one.
I don't think there is.
But I sometimes do it in these terms. If someone says to you 20 years from now, hey, Mike, how good was Rask? What would you say?
He was good.
Would you say great?
No. I said he was really good.
You got to win a title to be great.
I'd rather take good and championship than great and no championship.
Of course.
So I'd rather have.
It's like, I'm giving you a different sport. It's like the Eli Manning thing. You know, great in the big games. Got 2 Super Bowls. I'd take him.
Yeah.
Tuukka's sort of the opposite.
Okay. Real quick, want to thank Bertucci's. Felger. Bertucci's. For their food drop, tremendous food drop, got us fed for only a limited time at Bertucci's Brick Oven Pizza and Pasta, the official pizza of baseball fans. You can get what for only a limited time?
You're right. You were okay over there?
No, well, he crossed out the first paragraph, and so I think I'm coming in midstream here.
I do love that farmhouse salad they have. It's tremendous.
Bertucci's, so for a limited time, celebrate summer with Bertucci's. Try their lobster and seafood special menu items. Only for a limited time.
Yeah.
There you go. It's the official pizza of baseball fans, and Bertucci's now delivers right to your home or office.
They do. They deliver. It's tremendous.
Also, the ninth annual Who's Your Caddy Classic is happening Monday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club just across the border in New Hampshire. Starting Monday morning at 9, reserve your spot at 985thesportshub.com. It usually sells out in minutes. People love playing golf with Maz and the other celebrities here at 985 The Sports Hub.
Murray.
9 a.m. And you get with Murray, there's a little special extra in your little baggie. 9 a.m. Reserve your spot, 985thesportshub.com. Again, it sells out quickly. It's $150 per player, all to benefit Maz's great cause, the pediatric advanced care team at Boston Children's Hospital. Maz, Toucher, Rich, Hardy, who's a real golfer, and the rest of the crew for a day of golf at the Who's Your Caddy Classic, 985thesportshub.com. For details, final word is next.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Here's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And a final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, couple of pieces of sound to get to. One quick, one that's not. So we'll get to this one right off over the top here. That's a little bit longer. I sent in the email of the day to Felger and Maz today, based off last night's Game 7 loss for the Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final.
This leads to the email of the day. It's
good luck with this.
Okay, it has some bad words. Jimmy, do you have a little horn or something we could just? What do you have? Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
It sounds like a...
Here's how... Oh, this is from Jim in Melrose. He begins his email. Good. Cry, you bleeping losers. Especially you, Brad Marchand. What a complete waste of the last 2 months. All that talent, all the alleged best and most talented players, all perform like absolute... Actually, to be more specific, perform like absolute dog... For the entirety of the series, and they lose a championship to the hockey equivalent of the 2004 Detroit Pistons, a gritty, overachieving group with no all-stars. Go yourselves, you losers. Good. Cry. I hope it hurts. Thanks for this sinus infection, you... He says then, oh, and the Boohoo Tuca crew, they sure have some... balls, I can say that. Last night, literally every Bruins writer, from Fluto to DJ, had this guy's finish in their mouths, saying it's not his fault. Guys, don't you dare blame Tuca. Go yourself and your mothers.
Coming in hot.
Anyone who believes this should spend the weekend in jail. This fraud, that first goal, sorry, no, you can't give that up. Not after he set this standard of play over the last 2 months. Two goals on four shots? Oh, go yourselves. Bottom line with this finish fraud is this. He was awesome in the first three rounds, mostly meh in the final. And when it came down to game seven with everything on the line, when it matters most, he gets outplayed by the opposing goaltender and laid a big ing egg. Again. He did it again. Oh, and I put it all over Twitter last night, so blast away. I don't give a... I left the game after the second period. Mm-hmm. I know a dead body when I see one. That. I'm also not watching those St. Louis A's celebrating on Boston ice. I'm beating the crowds and getting home before the madness, and I should be celebrated for my foresight. Smartest man alive right there. Writes Jim and Melrose.
And I was just telling you guys off the air, too, like during that second period, which was just the worst. I mean, I'm sitting in the company box. I mean, there's powerful people. Our big boss is like from me to Maz, and I'm just MFing the ice. It's like all bad. And I'm like, what am I got to get out of here before I lose my job. Like, I can't watch these games in public. So that was half the other reason
That's
I left.
That's a good email, though.
So you mentioned email. You mentioned how there was two goals on four shots. We had to quickly correct Brian, who called in.
Brian in San Diego. Go ahead, Brian. Brian, are you there?
Talking about how Tuca kind of blew it, or how Bennington won it. But I want to talk about how Tuca blew it in the first period. Two goals scored on, what was it, six shots?
Four. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Brian. Yeah, not exactly
it's
on
mind-blowing,
the ball.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's four.
Two goals, four shots. That can't happen.
Two goals on four shots.
Two goals on six shots. Four!
No, I wish it was six.
Trying to get the three of us to agree on anything is a miracle. Like, not really. We should save that for posterity. Wow, we couldn't answer that one fast enough.
No.
And that'll do it.
It was even...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.